B'siyat Deshmaya, we're going to learn Brochas Daf Yud, four lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Hanhu biryoini dehava b'shavavisei derevmea. There were some biryoinim, some boors, some amea oretz that were living in the neighborhood of Reb Meir. V'hava kometzare le tuva, and they used to cause him a lot of anguish and distress. Hava kaboye Reb Meir rachami ilavehu. Reb Meir understood that it would be a bigger chesed for them if Hashem would take them away from this world rather than let them hang around, either and get their schar for all their mitzvahs in this world and then be left to lose everything in the next world, or to be left in this world to collect even more averus. So he davened for rachamim, so that they should die. Kehecha delimusu, so they should be taken away from this world. Omro le Bruria debisu, Bruria, Reb Meir's wife, said to him, Mai datcho, where are you getting this idea from that it would be better for them to die? Mishum d'chsiv, are you learning it from the pasuk that says, Yitamu chatoim? The pasuk says, Yitamu chatoim min ha'oretz, or Roshoim oid einom. Are you understanding that there's a point in marking the end of sinners, Yitamu chatoim, and therefore these people who are doing averus, you want them to die? Miksev choitim? Does the pasuk say, Yitamu choitim, that sinners should die? Chatoim ksiv. It says that the cause for sin should be removed. And what's the cause of Avera? The Yetzer Hara. So we should be asking for the Yetzer Hara to be taken away from them, rather than that they should be taken away from the world. V'oid shvil l'sefer dekro. Go to the end of this pasuk. What does it say? Roshoim oid einom. And there should be no more evildoers, no more Roshoim around. Kiven d'yitamu chatoim. Why is that a continuation? Just because you get rid of the sinners doesn't mean there's not going to be any more evildoers later. So one set will go, the next set will come. Elo, what does the pasuk mean? Boyerachamim ilavayu delehadra b'tshuva. You should daven that they should have less of a yetzahara and that they should do tshuva. That's what it means. Yitamu chatoim. Roshoim oid einom, and then these same people will stop being roshoim. Reb Meir listened to his wife's advice and the way she understood the pasuk. Boy rachme lavayu, he davened that they should have an easier time overcoming the yitzhara, v'hodru b'tshuva, and indeed they became bali tshuva. Continues the Gemara. Oma lo hahu tziduki lebruria. There was a tziduki, an apikiris, a heretic, that said to Bruria, the wife of Reb Meir, ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Roni akora lo yolodo. An akora, a barren woman, should sing. Lo yolodo, she will not have children. Mishum de lo yolodo, Roni. The fact that she's barren and without children, is that a reason to sing? Omro le. So Bruria said to this tziduki, Shatya, you're a fool. Shvil le sefer dekro. Read the end of the pasuk. What does it say at the end of the pasuk? Dichsiv, Ki rabim bnei sheimemo. The people, the children of the desolate town, the city of Yerushalayim, are even more mibnei be'ula than the people of Edom that are living in cities and towns and countries that are inhabited. So you see that Yerushalayim was not an akora, was not childless, was not without children. There were many, many parts of Klal Yisrael that were living in Yerushalayim. Omar Hashem, it's the end of the pasuk. Elo mai akoro lo yolodo. If the end of the pasuk says ki rabim bnei sheimemo, that even Yerushalayim has many children, has many of Klal Yisrael living in it, what does it mean that Yerushalayim is considered a barren woman without children? Says the Gemara as follows: Roni kneses Yisrael shedoyim leisha akoro shelo yolodo bonim legehenim kavaseichu. It means that the reason that Knesset Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael are rejoicing, is because indeed they were barren, but not barren of good children. They were barren from bad children, from children that are going to go into Gehenim. So Bruria said to this tziduki, us, Klal Yisrael, we are barren from those bad children that are going to go to Gehenim. But Vosaychu, which means you, but the Koifrim and the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, the tzidukim, you have those children that are going to be slated to Gehenim. Continues the Gemara. This tzeduki said to Rebavo, it says in the pasuk, Mizmor le David bevorchoi mipnei Avshalom benoi. There's a perek in Tehillim that David HaMelech wrote when he was saved from his son Avshalom. Uchsiv, there's another perek much later on in Tehillim that says, le David michtom bevorchoi mipnei Shaul b'ma'ora. That David HaMelech said this perek when he was saved, when he got away from Shaul whilst in the cave. Hi, Maisa Havabaresha. Which of these two stories happened first? His being saved from Shaul, or his being saved from his son Avshalom? Says the Gemara, Mechta, Maisa Shaul Havabaresha. It's clear that the story with Shaul was before the story of Avshalom. So this Tzduki asked Rebavo, Lichtev Beresha, why is the Perek in Tehillim that discusses David HaMelech being saved from Shaul, why is that not written before the perek that discusses David HaMelech being saved from Avshalom? Omar Leir Bavol said to this tziduki, Atun, you tzidukim, deloi dorshisun smuchin. You don't give any significance to the order and position that the parashas and the Torah are written. The fact that two parashas or two psukim are written next to each other, it doesn't mean anything to you. And therefore, kashi lechu, and therefore you have this question. Everything should be written in chronological order. And none but us, the Doroshinon Smuchin, for us it's very important to understand not only what happened and when it happened, but where it's recorded in the Torah. Loi kashilon, it's not shver. Dom Rabbi Yechanon said, Smuchin min haTorah minayin, where do we learn from a posuk in the Torah that there's relevance and significance to the way things are written in closer proximity to other parashiyos? Shenemar, as it says in the posuk, Smuchin lo'ad lo'ilam, asuyim be'emes v'yoshor. The smuchin of one parasha to the next is part of the emes and the yoshor of the Torah. It's true that chronologically the parasha of Avshalom should be after the parasha of Shaul, but here the parasha of Avshalom was written just after the perek discussing Goig u'Magog, and there's a very good reason for that. If somebody's going to claim to you and say, after hearing that there's going to be Milchama of Goig u'Magog, is going to say to you, Klum yesh eved shemoyred barabboi, is it possible for a servant like Goig u'Magog to rebel against their master Hashem? Af ato emoyer lo, answer him back, Klum yesh ben shemoyred ba'oviv, is it normal, is it common that a child should rebel against their father? Elo ha'vahocha, look in the next parasha, you'll see that Avshalom rebelled against his father David. If that can happen, Nami Elohava, it was Hochanami Hava, so too a slave, a servant can rebel against their master, and indeed the situation of Goig u'Magog can and will happen. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yechanon Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yechanon said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Mai dichsiv, Shleima Melech said in the Pasuk in the parasha we know as Eishes Chayil, Piha pascha b'chochma, somebody's mouth was opened wisely with chochma, v'seiras chesed al l'shoina, and there was Torah that was together with chesed on her tongue. Keneged mi omar Shleima mikroze, who was Shleima Melech referring to when he was speaking about the piha pascha b'chochma? The rest of Eishes Chayil is talking about Torah. But here, the first part of the Pasuk cannot be talking about Torah, because the second half of the Pasuk says, V'soiras chesed al l'shoina. So the piha poscha b'chochmo cannot be referring to the chochmas ha-Torah. Says the Gemara, Lo omroi elo k'neged David, oviv. Shleim HaMelech said it, referring to David HaMelech, his father, Shedor b'chamisha ilomim. David HaMelech, he lived through five worlds, five different abodes, five different places, which we're going to see in the Gemara in a minute. And in connected each one, he's Va'omar Shira. He didn't say Shira when he was living in each of them, but when Ruach HaKodesh rested on David HaMelech later on in his life, then he said Shira corresponding to each of the five worlds that he had lived in and he was going to live in. Let's see now what the five worlds are. Dor b'mei imoy, the first place David HaMelech lived was in his mother's womb. V'omar Shira, and at some point he said Shira, he said a special praise for the existence he had in that world. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Borchi nafshi es Hashem, v'chol krovai es shem kodshoy. My nefesh, my spirit, is giving Hashem a broch, is being mevorich es Hashem, v'chol krovai es shem kodshoy, my insides, not referring to his own innards, he was talking about the fact that he was inside his mother's womb in the krovai of his mother. He gave a special shira for that point in his life when he lived b'mei imoy. The second world he lived in was when he was born. Yotzo le'avir ha'olam. He left his mother's womb and he entered the big world we live in. V'nistakil b'kechovim u'mazolis, and he saw the stars and the mazolis. V'omar shira, and he said a special shira for that. Shenemar borcho Hashem melochov giboyrei koyach oiseh. Oisei dvoroi, lishmoya b'kil dvoroi, borcho Hashem kol tzvov. He gave a special brocha because of the tzvov, the tzvois of Hashem, the armies of Hashem, which are the stars and the mazolis, the goymer, etc. The third world he lived in, yonak mishtei imoy. After he was born, he was now in the world of nursing. He was nursing from his mother, v'nistakil b'dadeo, and he was gazing at her breasts, and that alone was reason for him to say Shira. V'omar Shira. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Borchi nafshi es Hashem, v'al tishkechi kol gemulov. The gemulov is talking about the area of his mother's body that was nurturing him, that was giving him the milk. My kol gemulov. What is this kol gemulov? Omer bavo. She'oso lo dadim b'mokim bino. Her breasts are not unlike animals where the babies feed very close to the private parts of the animal. With the mother, the breasts are very close to her heart, the mokim habino, where her understanding is. Time am I. Why did Hashem do that? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, kedei shelo yistakil b'mokim erva. In order that the little one-year-old child or a very, very young baby should not have to look at the private parts of his mother. You see that even a tiny baby is influenced when it's exposed to preetzes. Rav Masna Omar, kedei shelo yineik mimokim atinoifes, in order that the child should not have to nurse from the parts of the mother that are unclean. And David HaMelech said Shira for that. The next world that David HaMelech experienced, ra'o b'mapaloson shel rashoim, he became aware of the downfall of the Roshoim, V'omar Shira, he said Shira for a world that wouldn't have Roshoim in it. Shenemar yitamu chatoim min ha'oret Roshoim oid einom, borchi nafshi es Hashem, haleluka. What's the fifth world that David HaMelech was going to experience? Nistakil b'yeim ha'misa, the day that he was going to die, which is entering a new existence, a new world, and he appreciated the value of that world, and he said Shira for that as well. V'omar Shira, Shenemar Borchi Nafshi es Hashem, Hashem Elikai Godaltom Oid Hoid V'Hodor Levoshta. Says the Gemara, that's a very nice Pasuk, but my Mashmad Alyema Misa Nemar, there's nothing in that Pasuk that tells us that it's referring to the life after death, or the transition between life and death. Omar Rabbi Barav Shila, Misefer de Inyon. Move on from the pasuk, and it says, "Dechsev tastir ponecha yibohelun toisef rucham." When you gather up their spirits and take their spirits out of their bodies, yigvon, then they die. And that was the world, the fifth world that David HaMelech said Shira for. Says the Gemara, "Reb Simi bar Ukva v'omri lo mar Ukva havashchiach kameid Reb Shimon ben Pazi." Reb Shimon ben Pazi was the one that was used to saying over agadatas. And either Reb Simi bar Ukva or Mar Ukva, they were commonly found with Reb Shimon ben Pazi. V'haba Masadir Agadata, Reb Shimon ben Pazi was saying over the Agadas, Kamed Reb Yeshua ben Levi, in the yeshiva in front of Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Omar Le, Maidich Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Borchi Nafshi es Hashem, V'chol Krovai es Shem Kodshoi. What's it mean that the krovai, my innards, my insides, are saying Shira, are saying a bracha to Hashem. So that's how he understood the question. Either Reb Simi Bar Ukva or Mar Ukva said to Reb Shimon ben Pazi, "May dechsev baruchi nafshi es Hashem v'chol krovai es shem kochoi." What does it mean that all my insides are blessing Hashem? What blessings are brought out from the innards, from the insides of a person? Omale Reb Shimon ben Pazi explained as follows: Boyur ei shaloi k'midas haKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Hashem does things very differently to people. Midas basar v'dam, a human being who's a craftsman, tzor tzura, he can shape a form al gabe akoisel, on a wall, on a board. Ve'ina yochel lehatil boy ruach unashama kirbaim ubnei me'ayim. He can't actually put into this form ruach and neshama, the innards, the intestines. V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu eino kein. Hashem is different. Tzor tzura, he creates a form, b'soich tzura, within another form, which is a little baby inside the mother's womb. U'matil bo ruach u'neshoma, and he puts into this child a ruach and a neshoma. Kirbayim, the innards, u'bnei me'ayim, and the intestines. V'hainu d'omro chano, and Chano referred to this when she said, Ein kodesh kashem, there is none as holy as Hashem. Ki ein biltecho, there's none like Hashem. Ve'ein tzur kelikenu, there's no tzur like Hashem. Asks the Gemara, my ein tzur kelikenu, what does this word tzur refer to? Says the Gemara, ein tzair, there's no designer kelikenu like our Hashem. My ki ein biltecho, what does it mean v'chol krovai es shem kotshoi? Reb Shimon ben Pazi thought that they were asking, that he was asking him, what does it mean the krovai, the insides, are praising Hashem? And he said a very nice explanation, that having insides is part of the wonders of Hashem being an amazing designer that we cannot compete or compare to. But they said that we were meant to ask a different question. Ano hochi ko amina lecha. Hani chamisha borchi nafshi, the pasuk that we started with, of borchi nafshi es Hashem, V'chol krovai, it says five times Baruchi Nafshi. That means five times David HaMelech's nefesh had reason to be Mevarech es Hashem. K'neged mi omron David. Regarding who did David HaMelech say five times Baruchi Nafshi? Says the Gemara, or Shimon ben Pazi answered, Lo omron elo k'neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'k'neged neshoma. Every time David HaMelech said Baruchi Nafshi, he was referring to a part of his neshama, as well as a corresponding hanhaga of the Rabbi Nishleilim. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu mole kol ha'olam, af neshama mole es kol haguf. Hashem fills up the whole world, like the neshama fills up the whole body. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu roya ve'eino nira. Hashem sees, but cannot be seen. Af neshama roya ve'eino niris. The neshama perceives things, but cannot be seen. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu zon es kol ha'olam kuloi. Hashem nurtures the whole world. Af neshama zono es kol haguf. The neshama nurtures the body of a person. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu tohir. In the same way as Hashem is pure, af neshama tohira, the neshama is pure. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev b'chadrei chadorim. Kiviyachol, we don't know what these things mean, but Hashem is sitting in a room within another room. Af neshama yosheves bechadrei chadorim. The neshama also is hidden one room inside another room. So said David HaMelech, Yovoi mish yesh boi chamisha dvorim alolu. I, David HaMelech, with my five types of neshama, the five baruchi nafshis, are going to give a bracha to Hashem v'yishabeach and praise Hashem lemish yesh boi chamisha dvorim eilu, that Hashem has the five similarities that we see from our neshamas. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav Amnuna, May dechsiv, it says in the pasuk, Mi ke'echochem, who is wise, Umi yodea pesher dover, which the poshup shat means, who knows how to interpret a thing. Mi kad kodesh boruchu sheyodea la'aseis pshora. The word pesher doesn't mean to interpret, it actually means to compromise. Hashem knows how to make compromises And there's nobody like Hashem that can make a compromise like that. Bein shnei tzadikim, there were two tzadikim, and Hashem had to make a compromise between them because they're both right. And if Hashem would not have made a compromise, they would not have managed to meet paths. Bein chizkiyo l'yishayo. We know that chizkiyo was a melech, yishayo was a novi. And there was a discussion here. Who's covered is upper, is more important than the other one. And it's not about covered, give in, just be humble. A Novi is not allowed to be mezalzel in his covered, and a Melech is not allowed to be mezalzel in his covered. They were both learning the Sugya, and we'll soon see they both had psukim to maintain their stand that their covered is more than the other one's covered, and therefore it was inappropriate for them to go to the other one. Each one stayed in their own home, and they were not going to each other because each one held that the other one should be coming. Chizkiyo Omar, Chizkiyo HaMelech said, Laisa Yishayahu Gaboy, Yishayahu HaNovi should come to me. Dehochi Ashkechon, Be'elyohu De'oza Legabe Achov, we find that Elyohu, who was a Novi, went to Achov, who was a Melech. Shnema V'yelech Elyohu Laharis El Achov. Yishayahu Omar, Yishayahu HaNovi said, Laisi Chizkiyahu Gaboy, Chizkiyahu HaMelech should come to me. Dehochi Ashkechon Be'yohiram Ben Achov, Da'oza legabe Elisha. Yehoram ben Achav was a king, and he came to Elisha, who was a Novi. And why each one used that particular pasuk is an issue in the Mefarshim. But each one had a pasuk, and each one stayed at home. Ma'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu. How did Hashem make a compromise? Hevi Yisurim al Chizkiyo. He made Chizkiyo HaMelech very sick. Va'omer lo Yishayo. And then Hashem said to Yishayo, HaNovi, Leichu bakeres achoyle. Now you have a mitzvah of bikur choylim. Go and visit Chizkiyo HaMelech. Shenemar b'yomim mohem cholo Chizkiyo lomus. V'yovoy eilov Yishayo ben Omitz HaNovi. V'yomer eilov koyomar Hashem. Tzav lebeischo kimeis ato v'loy sichye. So you see that the pasuk makes a connection between the fact that Chizkiyo HaMelech was sick, cholo Chizkiyo lomus, and then it says, "Vayovay elov Yishayo ben Omitz," and that's when Yishayo and Ovi went to him. That's how Hashem brought Yishayo to Chizkiyo. What was the message that Yishayo came to tell Chizkiyo? He said to him, "You're going to die, and you're not going to live." Asks the Gemara, "May kimeis ato v'loy sichye?" You're going to die, and you're not going to live. That sounds like a repetition. No. It means meis ata ba'olam hazeh, you're going to die from this world. V'lo yisichye la'olam haba, you're not going to have olam haba either. Omar lo Chizkiyo HaMelech asked Yishayo HaNovi, "Mai kulei hai? What's this severe punishment for? What did I do wrong to deserve this?" Omar lo, Yishayo HaNovi said to Chizkiyo HaMelech, "Mishum delo yosakto b'piri v'rivya, you never got married. It's a mitzvah to get married. And Hashem is punishing you for the fact you didn't do this mitzvah." Omar lo Chizkiyo HaMelech says, "Mishum dechazoi li beruach hakodesh, I saw with ruach hakodesh, de nafki minoi bonin de loimaili. If I would get married and have children, then one of my descendants was going to be a rasha." Omar lo Yishayo HaNovi said to him, "Behadi kavsha derachmon lo moloch. Why are you getting involved in the hidden secrets and the hidden ways of Hashem? Hashem said there's a mitzvah to get married and have children. That's exactly what you should do. Whatever the outcome is going to be, that's not your business. Leave that to Hashem. May de mifkadeta, iboy lechol emevad. Hashem gave you a mitzvah, do the mitzvah. Umad de nicha kameikut shabrichu, who levit? Whatever Hashem pleases should be the outcome, that's what's going to be." Omar lei, Chizkiyo HaMelech accepted what Yishayahu HaNovi said, but he was still trying to do some type of ishtadlus to try and make sure that he would get married, and b'cholzo is try and have a skula that his children should be good children. So he said to Yishayo HaNovi, "Hashta, now that I'm mukhan, I accept the musa, I'm going to get married, I'll do tshuva. Havli bratoch, give me your daughter as a wife. Efshe de gormo schusa didi, maybe my schus as being Chizkiyo HaMelech, v'ditcho, and your schus of being Yishayo HaNovi, v'nofki minoi bonin d'mayle, and I'll have children that will be tzadikim." Omar lei Yishayo HaNovi said to Chizkiyo HaMelech, "Kvar nigzer olecho gzeira, nothing's going to help, the decree has already been passed, and you're going to die." Omar lei Chizkiyahu HaMelech said to Yeshayahu HaNovi, Ben Omitz, Kalei Nevuoscha. That's it. Finish your Nevuah, Vetzei, and leave. It's irrelevant anymore. Why? Kach mekublani mi beis avi abba. I have a tradition, a Messiah from David HaMelech, who's my ancestor. Afilu cherev chado monachas al tzavori shel odom, even if a sharp sword is on the neck of a person, al yimna atzmoy minorachmim, he should not refrain from himself from davening for mercy from Hashem. And we see that David HaMelech was in exactly a situation like that, even though there was a sharp sword on his throat, on his neck, nonetheless, he davened. Itmar nami Rabbi Yechonon, Reb Eliezer, the Omrit Arvayu, Afilu Cherev Chadom Onachas al Tzavori Shel Odom, Al Yimna Atzmoy Min Arachamim Shenemar, Hein Yikteleini Loi Ayachil. Even if they'll kill me, I will not lose hope from davening to Hashem. Omer Reb Chonon, in this, Reb Chonon added to this, Afilu Bala Chaloimis Oimer Loi Laodom, Lemochor Humeis. If the Bala Chaloimis is going to come and tell you, tomorrow you're going to die, Al Yimna Atzmoy Min Arachamim, keep davening for Rachamim from Hashem. Shenemar, Ki Beroiv Chaloimis Vavolim Udvorim Harbe, Ki Es Elikim Yirei. And over here, Elikim Yirei means keep davening. What happened next? After Chizkiyahu HaMelech told Yeshayahu HaNovi, that's it, I'm not accepting what you said, that it's too late. Miyad vayasev Chizkiyahu pono velakir vayispalel el Hashem, he turned to the kir, and he davened to Hashem. My kir? What's a kir? Generally, a kir is translated as a wall. We'll soon see later in the Gemara, it might mean a roof, but over here, what does it mean, kir? Omer Shimon ben Levi, Mikira is liboy, from the walls of his heart. Shenemar meai meai oichilo kiro is libi vegoimer. You see in the pasuk that there's a concept called the walls of the heart, and he davened from deep down in his heart to Hashem, that Hashem should heal him and give him life. Reb Levi Omer, Reb Levi says, you know what kiro means? He wasn't talking about that he davened from the depths of his heart. He meant Al Iske Hakir. He was referring to something that happened with a wall, with a kir, and Chizkiyahu HaMelech was using that claim to try and be deserving of a refuah. What was that? Omar Lefonov, Ribbono Shel Olam, Chizkiyahu HaMelech said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Uma Shunamis, the Isha Ashunamis, Sheleosto Elokir Achas Ktano. As we'll soon see, the Isha Ashunamis, she made a wall, a kir. We'll soon see exactly what the kir was. He made a kir in order for Elisha, a Novi, he should have somewhere to stay when he would be passing by the Shunamis. And the Shunamis, what she merited with that zchus, was that when her child died, Elisha came and did Tchias HaMesim. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech now used that as a claim. He said, the Isha HaShunamis, Sheleosto Elokir Echaz Ktano. She made a little wall for Elisha, and she deserved Hechiyesu as Beno, and her son was deserving of Tchias HaMesim. Avi Abba, my father, now is my father's father, now he's referring to Shlomo HaMelech, Shechofo es HaHeichal Kuloi Bekesef UBezov. He covered the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Heichal, with gold and silver, which is much more than just a wall. Al Achas Kama Vekama, even more so, I should be deserving of a refuah and to stay alive. And he continued his tefillah. Zechor no Esa sheisalachti lefonecho b'leiv sholim v'atoiv b'einecho osisi. I did everything you asked me to do. I was a tzaddik my whole life. Says the Gemara, "Mai v'atoiv b'einecho osisi." What was he referring to? That besides for the claim that his grandfather Shlomo covered the walls of the Beis Hamikdash with gold and silver, what other good deeds did Chizkiyahu HaMelech do? Omer Yehuda Marav shesomach geula letfilah. He was commonly making sure that he should say, start davening Shmoneh Esrei immediately after saying Goal Yisrael, and the virtues of that we've seen a number of times already. Reb Levi Omer, Reb Levi says it was a different virtue he was referring to. Shagona Sefer Refuos. He hid the Sefer Refuos. P people were not davening to Hashem enough because they were just relying on this book that he had where all the refuahs, all the remedies and cures for all illnesses was in there. And he hid that book in order that people should daven to Hashem. And in that zchus he said, Hashem, that was hatoiv b'necha asisi. I should be deserving to that you should forgive me. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Shisha Dvorim Oso Chizkiyo HaMelech. Chizkiyo HaMelech did six things. Al Shloisha Hoiduloi. On three of them the Chachomim agreed with him. Val Shloisha Loi Hoiduloi. And there were three that they were not on the same mind as him on that. Al Shloisha Hoiduloi. Which three things did Chizkiyo HaMelech do that the Chachomim agreed with him? Number one, Gona Sefer Refuahs V'Hoiduloi. He hid the Sefer Refuahs. Number two, Kosas Nechash HaNechoshes. He ground the copper serpent, v'hoiduloi, and they agreed with him. In the Midbar, when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they were in the Midbar, and the snakes came and bit Klal Yisrael, and it was a terrible danger. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, create a copper snake, put it high up on a stick, whoever looks at the snake is going to get cured. Now we know the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that it wasn't the snake that cured anyone, it was Hashem that cured. The snake just helped a person focus on Hashem, look up to the sky, look up towards Hashem. But people over the passage of time got carried away with the snake and forgot it was about Hashem. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech says, I'm going to destroy the snake, he ground it up and got rid of it. And the Chachomim agreed with him. What was the third thing that he did? Gireir Atzmais Oviv, he dragged the body of his father. His father was Ochoz, who was a Rasha, and he instead of putting him in a bed of gold and silver, which was common for kings to do when after their parents passed away, he just dragged his father along the floor, Al Mitosh Al Chavolim, on a bed of ropes, until the grave. V'hoiduloi, and they agreed with him. He was trying to give his father, who was a Rosh, a little bit of a kapora, that if he would get that embarrassment, at least he would get less oynish in Gehenim. Val Shleisha Loi Hoiduloi, what were the three things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did that the Chachomim did not agree with? Number one, Sosam Mei Gichoin. He blocked the drinking water from the Mei Gichoin. Just before Sancheirav came in to Yerushalayim, Chizkiyahu did not want the soldiers of Sancheirav to have drinking water, so he blocked off the water. They did not agree with him. They held that Hashem promised he would protect Yerushalayim. You should have just trusted in Hashem and not done that hishtadlus. The second thing, Kotzas Dalsois Heichol V'Shigrom L'Melech Ashur. He cut part of the doors, or the covering of the doors, it's a discussion here, of the doors of the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash, and he sent them to the Melech Ashur as a bribe that he should leave Yerushalayim and not cause trouble. V'loi ho'yduloi, the Chachomim did not agree, he should have trusted in Hashem. The third thing he did was, O Ibeir Nisan B'Nisan, V'loi ho'yduloi. We know that there's a halacha that Pesach has to be in the Oviv, in the springtime. And the springtime is to do with the seasons of the year that are based on the sun, on the solar year. However, the months of Klal Yisrael, the Rosh Chodesh we have, is the lunar year. The lunar year is 11 days shorter than the solar year, so every few years we have to add an extra month, commonly known as Adar Sheni, a second Adar, that way pushing Pesach forward to make up for the lost time. The halacha is, you're only allowed to add on a new month while it's still Adar. Once you've started Nisan, that's it, the new year has started, and now Pesach has to be in this first month of the year. If you suddenly add on a second month after Nisan has started, that means that the Pesach, which you need to be in a later month, is going to be the second month of the year, not the first month. And that can't be. And there was one point where Chizkiyahu HaMelech, after it was already Nisan, he said, oh, this Nisan is going to be a first Nisan, and Pesach will be in a second Nisan. The Chachomim did not agree with him. Asks the Gemara, Mileslei l'Chizkiyahu, does Chizkiyahu HaMelech not know? The Pasuk says, Achoydesh hazeh lochem roish chadoshim ze Nisan, ve'in achir Nisan. It says, Achoydesh hazeh, the month that Pesach is, this one has to be the first Nisan. You can't add on a Nisan before it. Did he not know that? The Gemara says you're right. Chizkiyahu HaMelech did not add a Nisan after Nisan started. He wouldn't have made that mistake. Elatoel b'deshmuel. He made a mistake. The Chachomim held that he erred regarding Aloch of Shmuel. Doma Shmuel, ein ma'abrim es ashono b'yom shloishim shel Ador. Ador could have 29 days. It could have 30 days, depending on whether the shlichim come and say, we saw the new moon. So the 30th day could be the 30th of Adar, in the event that the shlichim do not come. Or it could be the 1st of Nisan, if the shlichim do come. So Shmuel said, since this 30th day, hoil v'rou l'koivoy Nisan, since this 30th day could be Nisan, theoretically, you're not anymore allowed to be Ma'abar of the Chodesh. If you want to add an extra month, Beis Din have to add the month before the 30th of Adar. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he didn't follow that. Sovar, he held, Hoil v'ro, lo yomrinon. He said, I understand that if it's Nisan, you can't add on a month. It's not Nisan yet, it's still Adar. It's true, it's the 30th of Adar. And theoretically, it could be Nisan, but it's not Nisan. So we can add on an extra month, and the Chachamim did not agree to him on that. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yechonon Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra, Kol HaToyle B'Schus Atzmoi, anyone who went davening to Hashem, he's dependent on his own Schusim, Toylin Loi B'Schus Achirim, when his Tfilas are accepted, it will be explicitly clear that it was in the Schus, it was dependent on somebody else's merits. But if when you daven in the schus of somebody else, then when the tefillah gets niskabel, it will be in the schus of the person davening. Moshe Rabbeinu tolo b'schus achirim, when he davened, he didn't daven in his own schus. He davened in the schus of others. Shenemar, zochir l'Avrom, l'Yitzchok, l'Yisroel avodecho. He davened to Hashem in the schus of the other sagdoshim. And when Hashem listened to him, tolu loy b'schus atzmoi, it was clear that Hashem answered in Moshe's chus. Shenemar, vayoymer lahashmidom lulei Moshe b'chiroi omad b'peretz lefonov lahoshiv chamosei mehashchis. It says explicitly, it was lulei Moshe b'chiroi, it was in the schus of Moshe's tefillah that Klal Yisrael got saved. In contrast to that, Chizkiyo, tolo b'schus atzmoi, he davened to Hashem that he should be answered in his own schus. Dichsiv, zechor no es asher salachti lefonecho, that you should remember me for the good deeds that I did. Tolu loy b'schus achirim. When Hashem answered this tefillah, it wasn't in his own schus. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'ganoisi el ho'ir hazois lo ishio leman yu leman David avdi. Where Hashem made it clear that when he answered his tefillah, it wasn't in his chus, it was in the chus of David HaMelech. Now this pasuk does exist, doesn't exist, there's a marsha here, it's very complicated, we don't really have a pasuk like this, but this is the way the Gemara quotes the pasuk, we have a similar pasuk, and either way it's clear that Hashem told him that his tefillahs were answered, but not in his own chus. V'haynud Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Domer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Maidich Siv, it says in the pasuk, V'hinei l'sholoim, Mar li mar. It was sholim. There was a certain peace that reigned, but nonetheless it was bitter. Afilu b'shor she'shigir le'akadosh baruch hu sholim. Even when Hashem told him, sholim, you're going to be healed, nonetheless, mar hu loy, it came with a bitter pill, because at the same time Hashem told him, you will be healed, but not in your schus, it will be in the schus of David HaMelech. Continues the Gemara. Now we're going back to the story of the Shunamis, who Chizkiyahu HaMelech used the fact that he did more than she did. She just made a kir ktano, and his grandfather Shlomo coated the walls of the Beis HaMikdash with gold and silver. We're now going back to see a few more details on what happened with the Shunamis. The pasuk says, "Nase no alias kir ktano." What is this alias kir ktano? Rav and Shmuel. There was a discussion between Rav and Shmuel. Chad Omar once said, Aliyah, there was an upper room, Prua, that was unroofed, Hoysa, Vikirua, and she roofed it for Elisha. So Naseno Aliyah's Kir Ketano, there was an Aliyah, an upper room, and she covered it, Vikiruha. Normally Kir means a wall, and here we'll soon see it doesn't mean she made a wall, it means she made a roof. The Chad Omar, the other man to Omar said, Achsadra gedoylahoy, so there was a big hallway. V'chilku al shnayim, and they split it into two in order that Elisha should have a room for himself. Says the Gemara, bishleim lemando achsadra. If the aliyah means that they had a hallway, haynu dichsiv kira. I can understand they put up a wall in the middle to separate it and make a room for Elisha. Elo lemando omar aliyah, according to the mando omar that says that they had this upper room. My kir, they didn't need to make any walls, the walls were there. Says the Gemara, Shekirua, that as we said before, kir doesn't mean putting up a wall, it means they put up a roof. Says the Gemara, Bishleim lemando amalia, if you say that it was an upper room, hainu dechsiv alias, the Pasuk says, Nase no alias kir, if it was an upper room, it's called an aliyah. Elo lemando amach sadra, if all they had was a hallway and they put a wall up, my alias, what's upper about it? Says the Gemara, Mu'ula shebebatim. It doesn't mean it was higher, it was on the roof, it means it was the best of the rooms that they had. Continues the Gemara, the Isha Shunamis, she said that the reason she wants to make this Aliyah's kir for Elisha is in order that Elisha should have where to stay. V'nosim lo'isham mita, and will prepare for Elisha a bed, v'shulchan a table, v'kisei a chair, u'menoira and a lamp. Omar Abaya, Vitaim Rabbi Yitzchok, Horoitze Lehonois, if you want to benefit from other people's chesed, Yehenek Elisha, then you can benefit like Elisha benefited from the Shunamis. He got a room, a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. Which are in Horoitze Lehonois, but if you do not want to benefit from other people in any way, Al Yehene, then there's also room for that type of anhaga. Kishmuel Aramosi, like we find with Shmuel. Shenemar, it says regarding Shmuel, Usashuvosoi Haramosa, Kishom Besoi. He came back to Ramah, which is where he lived. That's where his house was. Vomer Beichanon, Shekol Mokim Shaholach Shom Besoi Imoi. Wherever he went, Kishom Besoi means that he used to take his house with him. He took his tent with him, he took all his utensils with him, everything he took with him in order that he should not have to have any benefit from anybody else. And he took his whole house back to Ramah, which is where his main place of where his main home was. Continues the Gemara. Vatoimer el Isha, the Isha Ashunami said to her husband, Hine no yodati, it's clear to me, ki ish Elohim kodesh hu. This Elisha who comes to stay in our place, he's a godly person and he's holy. Omer b'asi bar chanina. Number one, Mikan Shoy Isho Makeres Boirchin Yoisumino Ish. The fact that it was the Isha Ashanamis that said to her husband and not the other way around, it's because a woman recognizes the qualities of a guest much more than a man does. So she was the one that noticed his innate qualities of being holy and godly. Kodeshu, what does it mean? He was holy. What did she notice about him that showed her that he was holy? Mino yod, how did she know? Rav Shmuel, chad omar shlei roaso zvuv over al shulchonoi. She realized there were never any flies, any creepy crawlies. There was never any chashash of macholos asuros anywhere near Elisha's table. V'chad omar, and the other man to omar said, sadin shel pishton etzia al mitosoi. She would spread a sheet of linen on his bed, and she noticed it was always completely pure, completely clean, there were no signs of any tumor whatsoever. Kodesh hu, regarding the fact that Elisha was Kodesh, Omer Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina, hu Kodesh, Kodesh hu, only he was Kodesh, to the exclusion of Umasharosoi, his helper, Geichazi, Einei Kodesh, he was not a holy person. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayigash Geichazi Lahodfa. The Geichazi approached her Lahodfa. Lahodfa would generally mean to push her. Omer Biesi Barb Chanina, it wasn't just that he pushed her, that wouldn't mean he's not holy. I don't know what it would mean, maybe it would mean he doesn't have such good midas, but it wouldn't be a sign that he's the opposite of holy, that he's a vulgar and cheap type of person. But what does hodfa mean? She'ochza b'hoid yofya. He grabbed hold of her b'hoid yofya in the places that reflect the beauty of a woman, and that's a very vulgar thing to do. Continues the Gemara. Oyver Oleinu Tomid. The Isha Ashunami said that Elisha comes past us to be in our place Tomid. Tomid means all the time. Now that's not really true. He came occasionally. What's the Tomid doing here? Omer B'yesi Barab Chanina Mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kol Hamareach Talmud Chochem B'Soich B'Soi. Anyone who hosts a Talmud Chochem, somebody like Elisha Novi in his home, Umahanu Minachosiv Minachosov, and benefits to the Talmud Chochem from his belongings, Male Olav Akosov Ki'ilu Makriv Tmidim. Not Tomid means all the time. There's something similar to the Korban Tomid, to a korban brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Giving food to a Talmud Chacham is compared to putting food on the Mizbeach, to bringing a korban Tomid on the Mizbeach. The Mesilas Yesharim explains this a little bit, but that's what the Shunamis meant by Oivir Oleinu Tomid, by Elisha coming to us. It's as if the schus of the korban Tomid is present with us. Continues the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yesi Barab Chanina Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. A person should not stand on a high up place, on a raised platform, when he's davening. He should daven from a low down place. Shenemar, as it says, from the depths one should call out to Hashem. Tanina mihochi, lo yamid odom lo al gabe kisei. A person should not stand on a chair, lo al gabe shrafraf, and not on a stool, lo b'mokim gavoya, or not on any other platform, v'yispalil, while he's davening. Elo b'mokim nomuch, he should daven in a low place, v'yispalil. There are some old shuls where the place of the gaba, or of the shliach tzibur, is actually lower down than the floor of the rest of the shul. Why? There's no haughtiness in front of Hashem. You're coming to daven to Hashem, you should be feeling extremely humble and low. Another pasuk, tefillah le'oni ki yatuv. You want to have a good tefillah, you should feel like an oni. And an oni feels like a humble person. The Zohar in Parshas Balak brings this pasuk in this context, and he says, "Tefillah le'oni ki yatuv." If you can daven with the feelings of humility like a poor person, even if you're a very rich person, if you can feel like a poor person, there's a skula, it's a havtocha, there's a promise, lifnei Hashem yishbeich sichoi, that your tefillahs are going to go all the way till lifnei Hashem, Hashem's going to hear your tefillahs. And the Zohar even says that David HaMelech, when he became aware of the depths of this pasuk, he took off his clothes of being a king, he put on poor clothes, he sat on the floor together with the poor people, and that's how he davened. He wanted to feel humble like the poor people. Tfilah la'oni ki yatuv. Continues the Gemara. V'om Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina Mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Hamispalil, when a person is davening, tzorech sheyechavin his raglov, he should align his two feet, so he should put them close to each other, next to each other, so he should look like one. Shenemar, as it says, v'ragleim regel yashara, the feet of malachim, of the angels, it looks as if there's just one foot. And since we want to be in that state when we're davening to Hashem, we put our two feet together. V'om Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina Mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. May dichsiv, another halacha in tefillah. It says in the pasuk, lo yisoichlu al hadom, which would mean you shouldn't eat blood or drink blood. But the words lo yisoichlu al hadom, it seems there's more hidden in this pasuk. What does it mean? Lo yisoichlu, you should not eat Kodem shetispalulu al damchem. Dam doesn't only mean blood. It means your well-being. Don't eat before you've davened for your well-being. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Omer Rabbi Yosi Barab Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kol ha'oichel v'shoisa. If somebody eats and drinks, v'achar kach mispalil, and only afterwards he goes to daven, olav akosav oimer, v'oisi yishlachta achrei gevecha. You've cast mi Hashem behind your body. And he darshans, Al tikra geivecho, don't read it that you've cast me behind your bodies, elo geecho, you've cast me away because of your pride and arrogance. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says, Achashen is goezeh, after you've been proud and arrogant, and you've eaten and drunk as if you're the most important thing in the world, kibel elov malchus shemaim, only afterwards you're coming to shul to be mekabel oil malchus shemaim. And the Oil Malchus Shemaim here is referring to Tefillah. Continues the Gemara, we're going now back to the Mishnah we learnt of what's the latest time a person can say Kriyas Shma Shel Shachris. Says the Gemara, B'Yeshua Oimer, Ad Shari Shois, you can say Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis till the end of the third hour of the day. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Yeshua, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. The Rambam says it's b'di'eved, lekatchila you should say Shema just before Netz, and then Davon Shemoneh Esrei with Netz, but somebody who couldn't do that, or it's hard for him to do that, you can say Krishma lekatchila till the end of 3 hours. Continues the Gemara, HaKoyra Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifzid, the Mishnah says, what happens if you miss Zman Krishma? It's very bad. You've lost the schus of Krishma Bizmanui. But now, I should say Kriya Shema now, after the Zman of Kriya Shema? Says the Mishnah, yes, say it, and you'll have the schar, like Talmud Torah, at least that. Omer V'chizda Omer Mar Ukva, Ubilvad Shelo Yeimar Yeitzair. Since you're not Yetzer Kriyas Shema, as in Kriyas Shema, you can't say the brachas of Kriyas Shema. And if you say the brachas of Kriyas Shema, you're much worse off than Kriya Batayra, than learning Torah, because you've done the Avera of saying a bracha you're not allowed to say. Meisvei, the Gemara asks, HaKriya Mikan Ve'elech Loi Hifzid, Ka'odom Shu Kriya Batayra, Avol Mevorech Hu Shtayim Lefaneo, Ve'achas Le'achareo. We have an explicit brisa that says that if you miss the Zman Kriyas Shema, you've missed the schus and the schar of Kriyas Shema Bizmanui, but you can say Kriyas Shema with the brachas. Tiyufta to Rav Chisda, Tiyufta. Yeah, you're right, and the brisa overrides Rav Chisda, and you can say the brachas. The Zmachleikas Rishonim, does that mean just till Chatzos? Does it mean the whole day? It's an issue in the poskim. Continues the Gemara, Ika de Omra, Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Mar Ukva. My loy hifsid, when the Mishnah says loy hifsid, shaloy hifsid brachis. You did not lose the brachis, even though you've missed the Zman of Kriyas Shema. It's after the third hour. Nonetheless, you didn't lose the brachis. Tanya Namihochi was a brisa to this effect. Hakoyra mikan ve'elich loy hifsid, ka'odom shakoyra batayra. He's allowed to say Kriyas Shema, and he has schar like he's learning Torah, because Shema is a parasha in the Torah. Aval mavarich ushtaim. But the brachas of Kriyas Shema, two brachas before and the one bracha after, that you can still say even after the third hour. Says the Gemara, Omer Ibmani, Godoy Lakira Kriyas Shema Bo'inoso, it's a greater and a bigger schus to say Kriyas Shema at the right time, Yoyseme Oisik Batayra, even more than being engaging in Torah learning. Midik Toni Hakira Mikan Ve'elech Loi Hifsid Ka'odom Hakira Batayra. Since somebody who misses the Zman Kriyas Shema and says Kriyas Shema, he's compared to somebody who learns Torah. If you say Kriyas Shema Bizmano, it's even more schar than that. It's even greater than engaging in Torah learning. Mechlal De Kira Bo'inosa Odif. Somebody who reads Kriyas Shema at the right time is even greater and preferable than the schar of Limud HaTorah. And the Mirtz Hashem next time we'll start the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Beis, 4 lines from the bottom.